Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to now. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us on the line William Green. We're going to be talking about the attack on the Boy Scouts. And, of course, the fact that the Pentagon has backed down under the threats from the ACLU. The Pentagon, with countless billions of dollars it could spend on legal defense against the ACLU, has really, for all intents and purposes, caved into the ACLU, and they're going to ban the Boy Scouts from military bases. William Green, why don't you explain what's really going on?
Well, there's a lot happening here. I mean, the ACLU has had it out for the Boy Scouts for quite a long time. The ACLU took their case against the Boy Scouts all the way to the Supreme Court at one point to try to force them to accept homosexual scouts and scoutmasters into the Boy Scouts of America. The Boy Scouts barely won that case. After that, the ACLU led the charge to one by one go after cities and companies to withdraw their support for the Boy Scouts because of that issue, and because the Boy Scouts insist on their members holding a belief in God and declaring that belief in God. And so, again, the ACLU has been leading the charge against the Boy Scouts there. And so here in this case, once again, the Boy Scouts are under attack by the ACLU. And this time, the ACLU is so far winning. What has happened is that the last week, the U.S. Department of Defense settled with the ACLU to ban military bases from sponsoring the Boy Scouts of America. The ACLU had taken them to court, and it was about to go to trial. And the Defense Department decided to settle out of court and accede to the ACLU's demands that they order the bases not to sponsor scouts or the actual officers and members on those bases themselves. They could not be sponsors of those scouts. The scouts couldn't have their meetings on official property and so forth. So that's where we stand right now.
But this really doesn't make sense. Why would the Defense Department back down unless they were really sympathetic with the ACLU's position? Why wouldn't they fight it through the courts, who probably would have found in the favor of the Defense Department and found in favor of the Boy Scouts? It almost looks like there might be some people in our Christian administration who really are side with the ACLU.
It really doesn't make sense, and no one has come forward with a really good reason for why they backed out of this particular court case. I'm pretty sure they would have won, and even if they hadn't won, we would have been able to go to Congress. We would have been able to do a number of things to make sure this did take place. So somewhere along the chain of command, the order was given to go ahead and just settle out of court, and they're really not giving a good reason, and it doesn't make sense for them to do this. Not only is this administration one of the most conservative and one of the most friendliest towards evangelicals and Christians that we've had in a long time, it doesn't make sense from the standpoint of just who the Scouts are in terms of a civic organization. This organization that's been around for so long has produced and continues to produce really members of society that are the backbone of America, and it doesn't make sense for them to take this time.
All right, Rona, what are you doing? And tell us a little bit about your organization. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is William Green. And William Green is working, and they have actually an email network across America with almost 500,000 people who get their emails on a regular basis, and they try to address some of the major issues facing our society today and mobilize the good people. And, of course, most people thought, oh, well, George Bush won. There's just nothing to worry about. And then the next thing you know, George Bush's Pentagon has knuckled under to the ACLU and banned scout troops from the military bases where many of them held their meetings. So we have to ask why. Well, now, what are you going to do next, William? What are your plans? Are you going to take this laying down, or are you going to pick up the gauntlet that the Pentagon has gently laid down?
Well, we certainly aren't taking it laying down. One of the things that we're doing is we are taking out full-page ads nationwide, newspapers across the nation, letting people know that this is going on. There's a lot of people that just don't know that it's happening and that it has happened. And so we're taking out these full-page ads. If you go to our website at riotmarch.com, you'll be able to download see those ads and download them, take a look at them. And what we're letting them know is this is exactly what they've done. This is what the situation is, and here's how you can take action. So we're letting people know that they can contact the Department of Defense and Donald Rumsfeld's office. They can contact the President in the White House to let them know that they're how upset they are about this. This can still be reversed. They can still withdraw this this settlement. And on top of that, as soon as the new Congress is in session in January, Senator Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, has promised to introduce a Save Our Scouts bill that would in effect reverse what the Department of Defense has done, because there's been such an uproar, such an outcry from people that have heard about this, that the Congress is recognizing that something needs to be done about this. And so once that new bill comes in at the very beginning of the new term, we're going to be driving people to contact their congressmen, contact their senators, and make sure that we support the Scouts.
And I really think this is so vitally important. We just back down step by step by step, but the average individual doesn't have the funding to do it. But certainly the United States military does. And it would appear that, to me anyway, that there would be people within key positions in the United States military establishment who side with the ACLU in this anti-Christian movement, because this is really what it's all about. Say what you will, it really all has to do with the intense hatred of Christianity. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is William Green, and of course, the organization is called RightMarch.com. Is that right, William?
RightMarch.com.
All right. So I wanted to tell our listeners what you are, what your organization is, and what you hope to accomplish.
The organization itself came into being a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago, and it was in response to groups like MoveOn.org and others that are on the left that had been mobilizing their people using the internet to contact Congress, contact the Senate, the President, organizations, etc., agencies, and so forth, to advance their left-wing agenda. And there wasn't really any central organization of conservatives and patriots across the nation that could effectively counter everything that they were doing. And so what we did was we formed RightMarch.com in order to sort of be a rapid response force, if you will, when Move On and groups like Move On when they're telling their people to take action on certain things, we immediately get the word out so that our voices can be heard, so that there's not just one side of the issue being heard, so that we can make sure that the grassroots of America, the people that form the foundation of this country, can have their voices heard, and the internet makes that a lot more possible to do, we can all have our voices heard at once, and that makes us have a very loud voice.
And, of course, what a wonderful ability. Through such an organization as rightmarch.com, go to their website. There are emails there. You don't have to worry about getting the email address. All you have to do is fill out the form and send it, and you can send it, of course, to the president. Who should people be writing to about this issue, this attack on the Boy Scouts, which is really just one more attack on the basic building blocks, the basic foundations of this once great Christian nation?
Well, first of all, they should they need to be contacting the Defense Department and Donald Rumsfeld. We've set up our site where you can do that. You can click, and there's a message already written there. You can edit it, and you can just click to send it directly into them so that they can hear the voice of the people. And we've had tens of thousands of people already do that through our website. As well, you can send a message to the president, letting him know that he needs to take a stand. The president is, you know, is over the Department of Defense. The president can step in and let his voice be heard there and tell them that, no, that's not what you're going to do. You're going to do this instead. And so we need to let President Bush know about this. We need to remind him, hey, we're the ones that got you reelected, and it's time to step up to the plate and do the right thing here. And finally, of course, especially come January, we're going to be needing to contact Congress and the Senate to let them know to support the Save Our Scouts bill that Senator Frist and others are going to be introducing. And that's going to be, and again, we're going to be making that very simple to do. The good thing about rightmarch.com is we set it up so that basically within about a minute you're able to make your voice heard and send your message on.
Well, now, of course, how were you able to reach Senator Frist and get him to agree to put in legislation? You know, not just everybody can, you know, call up and say, hey, Bill, I'd like you to go ahead and put in this legislation. How were you able to get him to agree to it?
Well, through our site, we've set it up so that you can just click and click on his name, and a form web form comes up. You just boom, fill it in, and your message gets sent to them. And here's what happens when you have if you've got one person sending an online message to someone like Senator Frist, that one person maybe not will get their voice heard. But when you've got 100,000 people that are sending these messages, and they're all saying basically the same thing: you need to stand up for the Scouts. You need to do the right thing. When they're all saying basically the same thing, then suddenly the people in that legislative office, they sit up and they take notice, and Senator Frist then suddenly gets a report put into his hand. Look, you had 100,000 people send a message to you saying you've got to do something about this, and they pay attention to that.
All right, fine. And, of course, you would also expect that people should be writing their own congressmen to try to get them, their own senators,
absolutely,
to try to get them to support what's right.
And that's a good thing about the site as well. When this bill gets introduced, we will have our site set up so that when you click to send a message, that your message, it'll pop up so that your senator, your senators and your congressmen are the ones that come up and they get a message directly from you. When senators and congressmen hear, get messages, they check first of all to see, is this a constituent of mine? And if it is a constituent, boy, they pay attention then. And, that's, one of the beauties of this system, online is that, it goes directly to the person that is representing you and your voice gets heard.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now, how long have you been doing this? And I know that you're working with Phil Sheldon. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization, who you are, how long your organization's been out there, what things you've been able to accomplish so far?
Well, we've been in existence a little over a year and a half. Of course, after we started, originally what happened was MoveOn.org and groups like International Answer and some other far-left organizations had, this was right before the liberation of Iraq began, and they had put together what they called their virtual march on Washington, where they had everybody emailing and faxing and phoning and so forth to Congress, saying that they didn't want the liberation of Iraq to take place. And we just thought that it was time that people needed a way to have their voice heard on the other side. And so since they were doing their virtual march on Washington, we decided to do a virtual march from the right. And I got together with Phil Sheldon. I was running a website called conservativealerts.com, and he was running conservativepetitions.com, and it seemed like a natural fit that we could work together. And we brought in a number of other conservative organizations on the internet, and we formed rightmarch.com to lead the virtual march from the right. And it was highly successful. We had hundreds of thousands of people that were contacting Washington, and our voice was able to be heard as a voice of reason against the voices from the left. And that's what got things started. And since that time, we've just had dozens and dozens of projects and bills that we've supported and bills that we've opposed. And constantly, MoveOn.org has kept us busy. They're always up to some sort of mischief, and other organizations as well. That we are a rapid response force to, and so this is something that we've been very blessed that the members and to be a member of RightMarch.com, all you got to do is sign up for our free email list right there on the website, and our members have been very supportive of what we've done.
Are your members supportive of the war in Iraq?
It depends. The members are extremely supportive of our troops, and that's the kind of thing that we've been really focusing on, because groups on the left, like MoveOn.org and others, one of the things that that they've been very disingenuous about has been they say, oh, well, we support the troops, but we're opposed to the war, when in fact, maybe they're opposed to the war, but they've actually been opposed to the troops as well. When you read their writings, when you read the things that they say out loud, people like Michael Moore and others that really disparage the members of our armed forces. And what we've made sure to do is give our members opportunity to let their voice be heard in support of our troops. Even when you have members that folks that maybe disagree with the actual war in Iraq itself, but we're going to stand strong for the troops that are dedicating their lives to defending us.
But of course, what about the next war? Are we going to support that one as well? I mean, certainly there's no question that there are people really working behind the scenes who would like to go to war with Iran. Certainly Frank Gaffney and the members of the Project for the New American Century are totally dedicated to that. I mean, when do we stop having preemptive wars? Isn't this a dangerous concept to begin going to war with a country that did not attack us and was not a threat to America? Certainly Saddam Hussein was a terrible man, but our government kept him in power for so many years and backed him all during the 1980s. Shouldn't we be critical of the people in our government who backed Saddam Hussein, people like Donald Rumsfeld?
We should certainly be critical of, and that's a great thing about this country, is that we really can be critical, and yet the key, I think, is to make sure to separate the politics from the people that have volunteered for our armed forces, that are putting their lives on the line, and, you know, over 1,000 of them losing their lives just in this particular war. You know what I think is going to be real interesting right now, and I think this is what we're already starting to see. President Bush has won re-election. Up until this point, up until the election itself, you had a lot of Republicans and conservatives that have really closed ranks behind President Bush, even when they disagreed with him on different particular policies. And the reason for that, of course, was that the election was coming up, and that was the reason for closing ranks in that way. But I think what we're going to start seeing now is something very different. Now that he's won re-election, and thanks to, I think it's the 22nd Amendment, he cannot run for another term. Well, what that means is that no one has to worry anymore about closing ranks behind the president. And now you're starting to see already in the Senate, and especially in the House, you're starting to see some of the really conservative Republicans that are in there step up and say no to President Bush and to members of the administration when they don't think something is good for this country. And I think that's the kind of thing we're going to see more of now. You saw it with the 9/11 bill that they were trying to pass through. I think you're going to see it even more.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. William Green. Would you like to just spell out the name of your website?
Yes, rightmarch.com, RightMarch.com.
RightMarch.com. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. William Green. And, of course, we'll invite your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Wyndham Green, rightmarch.com, a means of getting information. We certainly agree with Mr. Green that we really should stand behind the Boy Scouts and against the American Civil Liberties Union on this issue.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we had. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you will understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Mr. Wyndham Green, and of course, his website is rightmarch.com. Now, do you have, that is your website, and people can go to that website, and they can see what the latest issues are. You also offer email advisories of what's going on?
Yes, we do. If you go to rightmarch.com, right there towards the very top, it says free email alerts. You just put in your name and email address and click subscribe. And what What that will do is put you onto our opt-in email list, and we send out a few times a week, normally we'll send out a very short email letting you know here's the issue that is of interest to conservatives and patriots across America. Here's something that's, you know, that's come up that we need to take action on, and then here's how you can take action. Just click here to contact your congressman or senator, or click here if we're raising money for a nationwide newspaper ad, like in this case. People can participate in that way as well. There's if there's telephone calls that need to be made or faxes that need to be sent, we'll include that in the email, and people can join with hundreds of thousands of other conservatives and patriots across America and let their voice be heard in that way.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I think there's so many issues that we have to be concerned about. One of them, of course, is this massive increase in the national debt. The Congress just voted to increase the national debt by almost $800 billion, almost $1 trillion. We have become the biggest debtor nation in the world. Our government seems like a drunken sailor in port. It's spending money that we don't have, giving money to other countries that we don't have, that we're borrowing from our great-grandchildren. What are we going to do? I mean, I happen to be a traditional conservative. I believe in limiting the power of government, and it seems that this current administration has gone wild.
Yes, and that's what we're starting to hear more and more people talking about, even on Capitol Hill. This recent omnibus bill that they just passed is a great example of this. Spending is just out of control, and it's going to pork barrel projects that the Democrats would be proud of.
But of course, the Republicans are the ones who are pushing, and
exactly.
This is what's unconscionable. Why didn't the president veto that legislation? He's never vetoed anything.
No, he has not, and that's a real problem. One of the good things, and one of the things that we're proud of at RightMarch.com is the fact that we're not a partisan organization. We're not some Republican Party front group that's just there to push whatever the Republican Party or whatever President Bush is trying to push through. We're there to stand up for conservative values, traditional conservative values, and that's going to mean, and has meant over the last 4 years, has meant having to stand against President Bush or some of the leaders, the Republican leaders in Congress, and stand up and say, look, these things that you're doing, these are not the right things. These are not conservative things. This is not what's good for the country. And we're going to continue to do that. And it's kind of like I was talking about. This is the kind of thing that you're going to see more and more. Over the next 2 to 4 years, the real battles that we're going to see are not going to be so much between the Democrats and the Republicans. You're going to see battles for the heart and soul of those two major parties. You're going to see battles on the left where the far left is really fighting hard to capture control of the Democratic Party and to steer it completely to the far left. They've been left wing already, but now they're trying to push it completely to the far left. But you're going to see something in the Republican Party. There's been too many people in leadership positions in the Republican Party that have been willing to compromise on values and positions and bills and so forth, to where they're not standing up for what the Republican Party ought to be standing up for, what it has traditionally stood up for, which is traditional conservative, limited government, traditional American values. And we're not going to let that just happen without raising a fight about it.
And I really think that is what's so vitally important, why an organization like yours could have a real impact, because somebody has to say to the Republican leadership, we're not going to back you. We think you are absolutely wrong. You're using your power to push ideas that are diametrically opposed to what the positions you've run on traditionally. You have no business in education. Where do you get off wanting to monitor the mental health of every person in this country? I mean, where do you get off spending our great-grandchildren's money? You can talk all you want to about tax cuts. I want a tax cuts, but I want to cut government spending. They have increased the government spending more under the last administration than any administration in all recorded history. I mean, this is the frightening thing, and where is the outcry from the leaders, Christian and conservative leaders of this country?
I think we're going to start seeing more and more of an outcry over the next 2 to 4 years.
All right, well, I certainly hope so, and we'll be back here in just a moment. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaur's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaur's book, Ode to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I want to mention to our listeners that we carry the Berkey and the Berkey Light water filters, and certainly if you have fluoride in your drinking water or you are concerned at all about your drinking water, why, you certainly would like to have fresh and dependable drinking water, and the Big Berkey, the Berkey Light, will filter out the herbicides and pesticides. But of course, if you're in a fluoridated area, there's no better way to get the fluoride out, because most fluoride filters will not remove the fluoride, and fluoride is a deadly poison. It affects the minds of our children, the bones of the elderly, the sterility of and produces fertility in both men and infertility in both men and women. If you want to know more about the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light, go to our website at radioliberty.com or call us at 1-800-544-8927. But let me recommend that the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light would be a wonderful Christmas present for one you love. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is William Green from RightMarch.com. That's RightMarch.com. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We've got Roger calling from Pennsylvania. Roger, do you have a question?
Yeah, well, I have a somewhat less sanguine picture of the outlook for Bush. On the Defense Department, there's very little, after all, that they do that is not quite totally at the service and was expressing the will of the president. That's the way it is, and that includes with the Boy Scouts. So I'm thinking, watch now that Bush has got his second and last term where he is no longer subject to any reelection pressures. Watch how quickly he will dump, as he has already done, fresh out of the gate again, even nominal lip service to the conservative agenda.
All right, well, I think the one thing that we can do, though, is let him know that we know what he's doing and we're very concerned about it. Don't you think it's a good idea to massive campaign, 100,000 or maybe 500,000 people writing to him? Don't you think that might have some impact?
Yeah, and if you'd like, I could call back with those two toll-free numbers to the Capitol Hill switchboard later as well.
All right, fine. Thanks so very much, Roger. Okay. But, you know, of course, I think that Roger may be right. On the other hand, I think that we have to let the people in Washington, D.C. know, and certainly the Senate, the Senator first, the leader of the Senate, can do a great deal, and the Congress can do a great deal, independent of the President, if they really want to, if they know the people are incensed. Wouldn't you agree with that, William?
Absolutely. This is the place where the people's voices can be heard. And you know what's good is conservatives, patriots, and Christians across America are finally willing to actually stand up and make their voices heard. They're not just sitting back and sitting still and remaining silent anymore. They've seen what's happened over the years, and they recognize that one of the big problems has been that we haven't stood up for what was right and spoken up when things that were being done that were wrong were being done. And I see that changing. It's really changed over the last 5 to 10 years. But right now, it's at its height. And I think that's where we're going to... Yes, I know President Bush is in his last term, and so he might not... it might not seem that he's going to worry about things as much, but keep in mind also he's got political operatives around him who want to make sure that the Republican Party does stay in power even after President Bush leaves. So they have to listen to what their base is saying, or their base is going to stay home and not vote for them.
Well, of course, the trouble was this last time we really didn't have any alternative. We had a radical leftist who really favored the war. We had a radical leftist who, of course, favored globalism, but that's exactly the positions of the current administration. So the trouble was that it seems like the leaders of both political parties are dedicated to this globalist concept. Do you have a position on that, on Right Guard? Certainly this idea of transferring our jobs, outsourcing our factories, this idea of doing away with national sovereignty and open borders and uniting all of the Western Hemisphere, because that's the reason we're not really trying to close the borders or stop illegal immigration. Why police officers can't even arrest illegal immigrants here in this country? What sort of madness is that? What can we do about that?
That is madness, and I think this is where we're probably going to butt heads with the Bush administration the most and very quickly, and that is on the subject of immigration, illegal immigration. You know, we're not even talking about, for most of these issues, immigration issues and bills that are coming up, we're not even talking about the issue of legal immigration so much as we are talking about illegal immigration and the fact that, I mean, it's just common sense. You've got people that are coming into this country illegally. They are illegal, and they need to be arrested, and they need to be deported.
But they won't let them arrest them.
But they won't, and that's exactly what's happened. And that's the kind of thing, you're going to see some serious legislation that's going to be introduced this year that is going to, that's going to be there to crack down on illegal immigration. And that, I think that's going to be a huge fight, because President Bush has made it clear that, especially when it comes to something like amnesty for illegal aliens, he has introduced legislation, or had people introduce it for him, that has supported amnesty-type programs. And they called them other names and so forth, but we've got to be honest about it. They were amnesty programs, and they're still talking about introducing it. That's one of the things that we're trying to really emphasize to the administration here is, you understand, that's going to be political suicide. The base of the Republican Party, the conservative base that's there that got him reelected, that gave the majorities in the Senate and the House, they do not believe in amnesty programs for illegal aliens, and there's going to be a huge fight over this issue.
But of course the thing is, if they can give amnesty to the illegal aliens and they can come in and they can vote here, forget about it. They're going to outvote massively, because as one of them said recently, I don't think this is a great program. Now I can bring my wife and the rest of my family in if we get amnesty. You're going to talk about 50 million additional votes down the line, and forget about the conservative movement. These people have, they just don't understand. They will vote a straight Democratic Party line, and you're going to lose this country. We're talking about the destruction of America, and George Bush is pushing it. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And so we're going to do everything, along with a lot of other conservative groups and people nationwide, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that does not happen. And I think it won't happen. I think that we're going to be able to stop that kind of thing, because people now have information, especially thanks to alternative media, thanks to thanks to talk radio, thanks to the internet and other types of alternative media, people have information that they didn't have before, and thanks to the internet, they've got the capability, the tools available to speak up in ways that they never could before, that it makes it so easy for them to do. And that's the good thing, is that we've got people across this nation that understand the times we're living in, and they understand the things that are going on, and they're going to make sure their voices are heard.
All right, fine. And of course, especially through an organization like rightmarch.com, why, of course, you can join your voice with that of many others. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call back. You have a question or comment. I think Roger has the telephone numbers there. He probably wants to put them out. Go ahead, Roger. Do you want to put those numbers out?
Yeah, and as well, I'd like to ask, I don't see it as sufficient, but it would certainly be necessary to somehow integrate, say, the best 20 or 30 conservative groups to force the Republican establishment over a barrel.
Well, if you do that, Roger, it'll be taken over. Believe me, I've seen organizations, one after another, taken over. You don't want to unite them all. We can network, but do never unite them, or you'll find out that your leader, talks the greatest conservative line ever, and once he gets the power, that's the end.
Yeah, okay, and those...
Let's get those telephone numbers out.
Yeah, okay, it's the first one is 877-762-8762. Again, that's 877-762-8762. The last one is 800-839-5276. Again, 800-839-5276, and God bless you all.
Thanks very much. Let's go to Marilyn calling from Sacramento. Hi, Marilyn. You have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. Someone said something about we had no place else to go except to vote Republican as the lesser of evils. But I have been with the Constitution Party or the American Independent Party in California for a number of years, and I feel very, very happy and satisfied that I've made that decision and that commitment. And I'd like others who are unhappy with the Bush policies, the debt, the immigration, or illegal immigration, both, and all of the other policies, the signing of hate legislation, thought control, I'd like them to change their party registration, change it to whatever the Constitution Party is in their state, a truly conservative party. And if we don't make an impact with registration and voting, then we might as well just save our time, save our trouble, and quit talking. And it won't do any good to keep talking to the president. They know, they just write us off. They just blow us off. The only way to make an impression is to change your party registration. They look at that.
I'll never forget when James Dobson said he was going to leave the Republican Party. Oh, boy, did they do everything they could to bring him back so they could get all the Christians back in line. Thanks, Marilyn. What would you say to Marilyn, William? She's saying, I don't think we can do anything with the Republican Party. I'm going to go with the Constitution Party.
I wouldn't dissuade her from that at all. I think that if we can get a strong conservative third party active in America, I think that would do nothing but benefit our political system. Constitution Party is a wonderful party. In fact, now I lived in a red state this year. I live in Georgia, and in Georgia it was very, very much from the get-go, because of the electoral college system we had, it was very well understood that that President Bush was going to win the electoral votes in this state hands down. So I actually cast my vote for the Constitution Party candidate. I think what we need to do is, if we can build up a strong conservative voice in the partisan political arena, I think that will do, if it does nothing else, it will move the Republican Party to the right, to more conservative values, and it will make those conservative voices be heard even better. So I don't disagree with her. I certainly wouldn't dissuade her from what she's doing. Most people aren't going to do that. Most people are going to stick with the two-party system that we have in this country, and it's because it's been around for so long and it's very comfortable. And so one of the things that that we also encourage people very strongly is if you're involved in the Republican Party, make sure that you get involved in a way that you can help move it and keep it to the conservative end of the spectrum, instead of abandoning some of the conservative principles that some of the folks in the Republican Party leadership have been doing.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Ben here from Salinas. Ben, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. And remember, in those of us that are descendants from Mexico, in times of worldwide turmoil, worldwide strife, your neighbor is going to have your fate in his hands. Remember, they're a source of food and manpower when the whole world would be trying to kill us. So remember, first of all, we are neighbors.
All right.
Now, that's my statement. Now, what I would like to say
is... Do you have a question?
Yes. Why are we so willing and lovingly giving the Miami Cubans, who strongly support Mr. Bush and have stopped the counting of our last election, if you all remember Tom DeLay and the bunch beating people up to scare them, at least that's what we were told. Now, how can we support the Miami Cubans amnesty and their $1,500 per person stipend of taxpayer dollars, and our neighbors, the Mexicans, who when they cross the border, we're only coming home, so we're of the soil. We are not just immigrants, we are neighbors. That's what's different from us and other immigrants. So how can you justify the loving treatment the Miami Cubans get, and yet they keep trying to impugn those of us that are Hispanic, only trying to come and go to our natural soil to work? We don't own nothing, we're just the worker people. What's wrong with the status? Remember, you don't think in a worldwide strife, Mexico would be our source of food and manpower, and yet we're trying to...
Well, no, wait a minute, Ben. Are you justifying illegal immigration? Are you...
No, I don't. I think that everybody should go through... We must obey the laws. They protect people on both sides.
Okay, fine.
I say we have to have a more intelligent use of resources to maybe upgrade the Mexicans, the cleanliness of their food growing system, and with a little bit of health care, I think of a national borders between Mexico. Actually, I think we should annex Mexico and set it up to one standard, because the world is not our friend, my friend.
Ben, I'm afraid if we annex Mexico, we would all be living as the Mexicans are today. And I really think that we've got a real problem with illegal immigration. My heart goes out to the people living in Mexico. But unfortunately, bringing their culture and their values here is not going to raise the living standards of the people in Mexico. It's going to drag down the standards of the people here in the United States. I think everybody should come into this country legally, and unfortunately, as the people come in here illegally, they're bringing tuberculosis, 7,000 cases of leprosy last year, a recurrence of a whooping cough we haven't had for a long time, and it's all in those states adjacent to the border. It's destroying our health care delivery system. One of the big reasons health care is going up is because of the... anybody can go to the hospital and get free medical care. The gangs that are moving in to our major cities, we got real problems, and of course we're not going to solve it simply by opening up the borders. Would you agree with that, William, or not?
Yeah, what we need to do is obviously, we have laws in place for immigration. Those laws, for the most part, are being ignored. They're not being enforced. And what we need, a good start in addressing the problem of illegal immigration would be to enforce the laws that we already have on the books. They're not enforcing those laws. But one of the things that, and I'm glad to hear the caller say that he's not advocating illegal immigration, because that's the biggest problem we have. And we've got 8,000 illegal immigrants coming across our borders every day. I mean, those are numbers that are so staggering, it's even hard to imagine. That kind of floodgate has got to be shut. And we've been ignoring it. We've just been ignoring it, the people in positions of power have been. And I that's why I'm saying I think that's going to be one of the first big fights that we have in Congress. It's the main reason that the 9/11 bill that they were trying to get passed through did not get passed, because you had these conservative congressmen that stood up and said, and stood in the face of Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, and said, we are not going to let this legislation pass, because the Senate has removed the pieces of that legislation that would have stopped illegal immigrants from getting things like driver's licenses and stuff. So they said, you know, we've got to confront this this problem, and this bill does not do that, and we need to put it back in, or we're not going to vote for it. And that stopped the bill dead in its tracks. They're going to try again this coming week to get it passed again. I don't think it's going to work. We're going to be fighting against it through rightmarch.com. But that's the kind. That's what we're looking for. What we really have to look forward to is fights over that kind of stuff.
And I applaud you for really opposing that sort of thing and helping the small cadre of people working within the House of Representatives and perhaps a growing number, at least I hope, in the Senate. Although the Senate seems to be really so bought off that I don't know there's much hope for it. But certainly within the House, we have a small group of people who are saying we want to maintain the sovereignty of our nation, and a nation that can't control its borders is no longer a sovereign nation. And tragically, there are some people of great wealth who don't believe in sovereignty. They believe in this idea of a new world order and a new world religion. We got about 30 seconds. What are your parting thoughts, William?
Well, I would just like to encourage people. Don't be discouraged when you see the leadership of the Republicans or whoever doing the wrong thing. It's time for us to speak up, make our voices heard, and use whatever means we have available to get our voices out there and change it.
And God bless you for what you're doing. And give my best to Phil Sheldon, and certainly we'll hope to talk to you real soon.
Absolutely.
If anything comes up, give us a call. We'll be glad to get you back on again.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes. Well, Dr. Stan, let me mention a couple of other things we have. We actually have an update on the JFK assassination. We have an interview with Madeleine Duncan Brown, who has gone to be with the Lord, but when we interviewed with her, she did a wonderful job of talking about the meeting that she attended the night before. And although she wasn't allowed to go to the inner circle with Lyndon Johnson or J. Edgar Hoover or Richard Nixon or the others who plotted the assassination that night, why it was that was when the final decision was made to kill the President of the United States. Now, Madeleine Duncan Brown was the mistress of Lyndon Baines Johnson. She loves him, I suppose, till the day she died, but she was willing to talk about this because it was so important for history to understand who was involved in the assassination, why they did it, and, of course, how they were able to get away with it, because it involved the top people in the CIA, and, of course, in the FBI. So the JFK assassination update, there's other interviews there. You'll find this a fascinating, fascinating interview, giving you information you won't get elsewhere. We carry a book by Galen Ross entitled Serial Killers, JFK, RFK, LFK, and, of course, Abraham Lincoln. We carry the book Regicide. Let me recommend that to you by Gregory Douglas, because this is supposedly written based upon the papers of the man of the CIA who planned the assassination. We have the book by our good friend Craig Robertson titled A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. That's The Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, Regicide, Serial Killers, and of course two four-tape sets dealing with the assassination of an American president. If you don't understand how they got away with it back in 1962, you can't understand what's going on, or 63, you can't understand. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out 5 hours every day by radio, 5 hours every day by Internet, 4 hours every day by shortwave, and certainly 5 hours every day by other means to reach people across America with the truth, the story they're not going to get from other sources. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like a free copy of our October newsletter, which deals with the background of banking and the banking crisis that is upon us and will very, very soon involve us in a financial Armageddon, and that isn't my remark, that's the one made by Stephen Rhodes just a week ago today, the senior economist for Morgan Stanley, in a closed session, made that statement, America has a 90% chance of going into a financial Armageddon. And so if you can actually pull that down off the Internet, just type in Stephen Rhodes or Steve Rhodes, Financial Armageddon. They've sort of hidden it on the Internet, hard to get. But here's one of the best educated and well-informed people in the country telling us the whole house of cards is about to come down. And, of course, you need to understand what's going on. If you'd like to read my newsletter, the last couple of newsletters are up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You need to read the September and the October newsletters, and we'll send you the October newsletter free of charge if you'd like. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get some of the other information that we have readily available. We carry a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which explains the financial system. We carry the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, written by Professor Sutton. That's Professor Sutton's book on gold. Fiat money inflation in France, which really gives you an idea of what happened in France at the time of the French Revolution. And you can't understand what lies ahead for America unless you understand the history of the past. So all of these books are available from Radio Liberty, and then we carry the phenomenon, the Money Men phenomenon, the Money Men. It's an excellent video giving you the background of economics, and you'll actually hear the sage of economists from University of Chicago actually talking about how the Federal Reserve System created the Great Depression of 1929. That's the Great Depression of 1929. It didn't happen by accident. It was created, and the video is called The Monopoly Men Phenomenon, The Monopoly Men. So, and the sage that you'll actually see on that was Milton Friedman, talking about how the Great Depression that destroyed the savings of a whole generation of people was a created depression. So this information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters. You can listen to our archive programs. You can actually go onto our website and listen live 3 hours a day there, and then link to the other networks that carry our programs, and then encourage others to listen to our programs, encourage them to listen to our shortwave, and then to help us spread the truth out across America from sea to shining sea, because if we do not save America, if we don't get back to our constitutional system, then the freedom that you have enjoyed for so many years will become simply a remembrance of things past. This country has turned its back on God, has turned its back on its foundations. There is a conspiracy, an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the religious foundation of this country, and by so doing, to destroy the country. That's what the attack on the Boy Scouts is all about. That's why they're taking the Ten Commandments out of our public places. That's why they can't even present the Declaration of Independence in our schools. Why? Because it talks about God, and there is a conspiracy against God. Pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, and of course, pray for our provision and protection until Monday. May the Lord be with you.